Good morning. I'm Anna Kolash.
I'm Taylor Brandenburg.
And I'm Kelsey Berkey. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Berrigan High School.
While you're listening to this show on Saturday morning, 10 Berrigan students are in the middle of their first big game at the National Academic Championships in New Orleans. Seniors Christopher Schmidt, Vince Cruz, and Chris Hansen, juniors Brittany Birdie and Rebecca Erdman, and sophomores Michael Hellman, Alex Hamilton, Michael Fockler, Jake Rosemeyer, and Anna Kolash are all competing for the Golden Bears at Nationals. They left Thursday morning and traveled south about 1,200 miles for the competition.
The Bears' first match is against South Glen Falls High School from New York State. Later today, they will play three other games, including one against Fruita Monument High School from Colorado, and two where they take on other Catholic schools from around the country. They have two more games tomorrow. This is the Bears' 10th trip to the National Academic Championships, and the third time a Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team has been in New Orleans. Good luck at Nationals Quiz Bowl.
Also today, the state track meet continues in Des Moines. Last week, the Golden Bear boys won the district championship and qualified seven events for the state. The 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and 4x8 relays are all running, and Berrigan also has entries in the discus, the 400-meter dash, and the 800-meter dash. Boys competing at state include seniors Joe Straub, Brian Patterson, Jack Bradley, and Ben Hellman, junior Brett Capacious, sophomores Zach Price, Kevin Albert, and Jacob Bear, and freshman Alex Boisjoli. Alternates are Nick Kellner, David Redding, Drew McGill, and Grant Redding.
On the girls' side, the 400-meter hurdlers and the 4x4 relay both qualified for state. Shanna Miller, Addison Miller, Mackenzie Schindler, and Mallory Borman will be running, with Megan Hilbert, Shelby Schindler, and Kelly Rouse as alternates. State track started Thursday, and the finals are today down in Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Congratulations to all our state track qualifiers.
The class of 2009 graduated last Sunday, and they received lots of awards in the process. Rebecca Brosnan, who gave the commencement speech, also received the Daughters of the American Revolution Award. Ben Hellman, who won the Rotary Service Above Self Award, Shanna Miller won the Bar Association Citizenship Award, and Beth Kolash won the Lions Club Scholarship. Tyler Rowley, Alex Dodds, and Kyle Smith received the Principal's Leadership Award, while Vince Cruz and Ethan Gish were cited for volunteer achievement. Kelly Rouse received the Governor's Scholar Award.
Departmental honors went to Bethany Kirsch in Health, Megan Mayer and Brian Funk in Art, Kelly Rouse in Business, Megan Hilbert in English, Kelly Rouse and Christopher Smith in Foreign Language, and Kelly Rouse and Ben Hellman in Math. Other department awards were given to Joe Straub in Social Studies, Megan Hilbert and Shanna Miller in Science, Rebecca Brosnan and Jenna Richter in Speech, and Ben Hellman in Drama, Shayna Miller and Randy Kenyon in vocal music, and Vince Cruz in band.
The theology department honored numerous students. Megan Hilbert, Shanna Miller, Kelly Rouse, and Christopher Schmidt were honored for academic achievement in theology, while Holly Berkland, Ben Hillman, Jesse Rosemeyer, and Christina Schiltz received service awards. Ashley Beisch, Rebecca Brosnan, Bethany Kirsch, Corey Wieland were named outstanding Christian role models. And Beth Kolash, Megan Mayer, and Danielle Ram received recognition for their service work with Mission Honduras.
Thousands of dollars in scholarships are passed out every year at graduation. New this year was the Clyde Dahlhauser Scholarship in memory of a 1974 graduate and the parent of three BGHS students. Alec Buchholz was the first recipient of that scholarship. Also new this year was the Hansbrook Memorial Scholarship, which went to Michaela Borman, Rebecca Brosnan, and Jenna Richter. Another new scholarship from an anonymous donor went to Tyler Rowley for his positive attitude, cheerful service, and a unique sense of responsibility.
Brian Hamilton received the Ronald Armstrong Scholarship, Chris Hansen got the Whittemore Anonymous Scholarship, Randy Kenyon received the Tony Lane Scholarship, Christina Schultz was awarded the Bob Farrell Scholarship, and Ashley Beisch received the scholarship named after her brother, Sean Beisch. The Kathy Jo Ram Scholarship went to David Miller and Danielle Ram. The Les Erickson and Jerome Kramer Scholarship was awarded to Alex Dodds and Shanna Miller, and Christopher Schmidt received the Adam Sundahl Scholarship.
Kyle Smith received the Bernard Meister Scholarship, while Ben Hellman got the Brad Meister Scholarship. The Justine Becker Scholarship was awarded to Katie Malachek and Jesse Rosemeyer. And Brad Richter, Jack Bradley, and Ethan Gish all received the Monsignor Schulte Scholarship. Beth Kolash earned the Monsignor Kelleher Scholarship, and Christina Schultz was awarded the Friedman Franciscan Memorial Scholarship.
The Edmund Elbert Scholarship went to Matt Elbert. Callie Smith earned the Bill and Mary Bestenliner Scholarship, and Mandy Coles and David Miller received the Marion Ringsdorf Scholarship. Brian Funk, Megan Mayer, Brian Patterson, Brandy Rothler, and Corey Whelan all received scholarships in memory of former Seton teacher Chuck Stillman. The Garrigan Anonymous Scholarship went to Jenna Carlson and Vince Cruz, and the Father Conway Memorial Award was given to Megan Hilbert and Kelly Rouse.
We're done with our senior spotlight for the year, but we do have some events on our golden calendar, on our Golden Bear calendar. Today's state track finishes up in Des Moines, and the National Academic Championships begin in New Orleans.
Monday is Memorial Day. The Garrigan Band will play for the festivities in Algona. Tuesday, baseball season begins. The Bears hosting a doubleheader versus Esterville Lincoln Central.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will all have semester tests. There's a special schedule with open campus whenever students don't have exams. The Quiz Bowl team returns home on Wednesday, and the softball team plays at Pocahontas that night.
Thursday, there's baseball at North Central Cassous, and Friday, the last day of school, the softball team plays at Twin River Valley.
That's this week's Bear Facts. We'll be back next week with one last show for the year, a very special show we're recording in New Orleans that marks our 700th episode, bringing you the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.